shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today is the town of David, the Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, the great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you. Well, thank you again for what a great performance, what a great display. All of you children, you look tired now, though, mind you. You did very, very well. So maybe you ought to give them a very big clap again. Mary, did you know? Paul's going to help us with lighting some candles this morning, three candles. Kira, would you like to light the first candle? Yep. So if you go up there, and Paul is going to help you with that. So we asked the question, Mary, did you know? And Mary, of course, did have an announcement that came to her, and she was told that she was going to have an extra special baby. And she said, "How can it be? Because I'm a virgin. How can it be?" And the message came to her, nothing is impossible with God. Now, we're reminded that people 2,000 years ago didn't just assume that things that were seemingly impossible just happened. They found it as difficult as we do to believe that miracles happen. Nothing, though, is impossible with God. Mary, did you know? She sang a song when she heard that news. We're going to just see that song and some music in a moment. Mary, did you know? Well, someone has said that she did. Mary did know because she'd been told that something very special was going to come. But what Mary didn't know was all the things that were going to happen to her baby son, Jesus. As we sang together, she didn't know that he was going to walk on water. She didn't know that he was going to open the eyes of the blind. She didn't know every single detail of what was going to happen to her baby, Jesus. Mary, did you know? Well, yes, she did know that something special was happening, but she didn't know everything that was happening. She didn't perhaps quite realize what it was to kiss her baby. And it's been great to have so many babies here this morning. You kind of feel that on a morning like this, you need to hear babies cry. So don't worry if your babies cry, or even if you feel like crying. It's fine. She didn't know that the baby she was kissing the face of God. But she was told a little bit later on, Mary, that something very painful was going to happen to her. When she took the baby Jesus, 8 days old, into the temple, someone came up and said to her, "You know, this baby, a lot of people are going to say we like him, and a lot of people are going to say we don't like him. And a sword is going to strike into your very heart. There's going to be pain." Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that something maybe not very pleasant is going to happen to your son? Do you know that it's all going to end up in tears? Second candle. And I had a candidate for this. Noah. All right, Noah. Go on then. Noah, you know where your dad is. Second candle. First candle, reminded us of hope. The hope that God's great promise, God's great plan, had come to its completion. Second candle being lit reminds us of amazing trust. You know, how old are the youngsters who are here this morning? Anyone 3 years old? Anyone 4 years old? Anyone 5 years old? Anyone 6 years old? Anyone 7 years old? 8 years old? 9 years old? 10? 11? 12? 13? 14? Oh, Elijah would be 15, 16, 17. Well, you know, Mary probably was only somewhere in her mid to late teens, not very much older than you. What an amazing thing it is to think that she had the faith to believe that she was going to have a very special child. And we're told that when the shepherds brought the news, she treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. She kept them very, very close to her. I don't know if you ever go into your imagination stations as children. Anyone of you got an imagination station? Any of the adults got an imagination station? Those moments when you're a little bit quiet and you have a wee think about what might be, what you could be. Captain of England. Captain of industry. Controller of the universe, or many other things. You can go into your imagination station and begin to think about things, and you put one and two together, you make connections, and that's what Mary did in her heart. Okay, the third candle. Let's see. You can do the third candle. Come on, then. The third candle reminds us of great love. The baby that we had this morning, or the first baby, we had kind of two babies, a tag team of baby Jesuses this morning. But the first baby Jesus we had, her name is Love. And it was really very appropriate that the baby we had on the videos and first was called Love. Because Mary was able to think about the fact that God's love has come down to us at Christmas. That God is showing his love to us in a mighty way. She thought about the manger. She thought about the little person who was in the manger. And she began to treasure the thoughts about him. Oh, sorry, we don't want that quite yet. We're just a little bit too early for that. Okay, we're coming to that in a minute. I've got a present here. It's not long, is it, to Christmas? Not long to Christmas, really, is it? It's coming very, very soon. I suppose you're looking forward to having some presents. Children, are you looking forward to presents? Yeah. Any of the adults looking forward to presents? Yeah, well, maybe not quite so much. But presents, they'll come fairly soon. Well, I brought a very special present to kind of think about what we were hearing about Mary treasuring things in her heart. Now, would you like me to open the present?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's always good. You always feel that opening a present is a good thing. So what we got in this present? There are some people and there are some things that we remember. Some people remember in a good way. Of course, some people remember in a bad way. Of course, has to be from Amazon, doesn't it? Is it the wrong way up? Yeah. Mm. Okay, right. Now what we've got in here? It said Mary was treasuring things in her heart. Well, there are some people and there are some things that are very, very precious to us. Now, in a cupboard at home with a glass front so we can see it, we've got three things or three pairs of things. First pair, the first shoes of our first child, Naomi. Yep, so there we are. And then we've got the first pair of shoes for our second child, Rachel. And then these are quite big, actually, because our third child was a boy and he didn't really want to walk very quickly. He was a bit lazier than the girls, so they're a bit bigger. First shoes of our third child, Andrew. And it's lovely to have them because, in fact, when I was putting them in the box yesterday, I remember I remember Naomi putting those on and having a great smile on her face and quite wondering how you walked in these things, because suddenly your very soft, supple feet were no longer that soft now. And she found it quite difficult at first, but managed in the end. Our Naomi never really allows anything much to stand in her way. And you know, there, in my study, I keep a picture of the girls when they're younger. And I've also got a picture of my children when they were older. You tend to kind of treasure people. You value people, don't you? When you think about someone who was very special to you, like Mary thought about Jesus, her little baby, she thought about him. Of course, when children get older, they do things like sending you a card with best dad. Now, we know that millions of people get a card like that, but it doesn't mean it's not special to you. Hey, and what else is in here? Another picture I keep in my study, and because of the sunshine, yeah, I know it's difficult to think yesterday with all that rain that there is sunshine, but I've got a picture, it's rather faded now. It's a picture of a very young lady on her wedding day, the 18th of August, 1979. You can hardly see it, but I know it's there. And there's a kind of picture of the same one a little while ago. Now, I don't normally talk about my family, but it has to be said, I treasure those pictures. I treasure the pictures of my wife, because she was the first person who ever said, "I love you," and I believed that she meant it. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it, to have someone say, "I love you." And that's, of course, what God is saying when he sends Jesus. And Mary, treasuring baby Jesus, is thinking about the wonder of this great gift. Now we come to that video.